The adversary cannot create anything new. All he can do is take what already exists and twist it. That's why it's called wicked. Just like the furniture. Wicker furniture is twisted furniture. When the deception is twisted truth. So what does the adversary do? He takes something that is true and he twists it to make it a lie. When he says this, God says, I don't condemn you. The adversary, I don't have any accusing voices against you to condemn you. The adversary takes that same principle of how faith comes by hearing, persuasion, assurance, and reliance comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So what does the adversary do? He shoots a thought to your mind. And when he shoots that thought to your mind, and if you don't know how to resist him or resist that thought, guess what happens? He says, he puts it on loop. And when he puts it on loop, you're hearing it, and you're hearing it, and you're hearing it, and you're hearing it on the news, and you're reading it on social media, and you're hearing it from your friends, and you're hearing it from your boss, and you're hearing you're no good from your boss, and you're no good from your parents, and you're no good from your husband, and you're no good from your wife, and you're no good from your kids, and you're no good from this group, and you're no good from that group. What happens? He has sowed the seed by the word. He gave the suggestion, he gave the thought, because we talked about this last week, how you gotta cast down, throw down, put down every argument, theory, and reasoning which tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. God says there's no condemnation. That world says, yes, there is condemnation, and the adversary says, and God is the one who's behind it.